whatever you want. Od pa, hodom. Hodom chopshi bidim yoinoi va osu va muskoloi. Hence, the demon is the one, the kerech which is chopshi by the mensch. The muskol is also. The world of seichel is the world of kerech. So because he lives with his dimyon, but you don't yet know what dimyon means, never clear. But that opens up, because it's chofshi, it's opened up that the rotzen can do whatever he wants. That's melich shevov v'derech leiv ratzoin. It means without mahalach. And now, when there would be a mahalach, it would be know that there are consequences. But when you learn, when you live with the dimyon, there are no consequences. But there is also the vaday. As if kadosh al kovim follow mishvotim koshim yivosel. And now, the tefisas adimyon is so without mahalach that you even detach the consequence from yourself. Bad yiloch et zor begloloi. Ulevadi yisapri chatoi. You are having a tendency not to relate the consequences to yourself. That's right. Bad yiloch et zor begloloi. You didn't think that someone else de facto, your neighbor, will get the onshin, but for sure not. But it doesn't have this flavor of you. It's not that you will be in troubles. There will be someone in troubles, but not you. It's not give you the argosha of you. That means the seichel creates the continuity of yourself into the future. That's a shame, you know. That's what the seichel does. That's good. Because that you are continuous. That means it's the consequences. You are there. But the demon doesn't say there's someone else. In that sense, that there's someone else. There's some suyam else, you know, that your neighbor or your friend. No, but it doesn't have the flavor of yourself. You don't see that this is you which is going to be there. It will be something, but you don't identify that with yourself. It's like some discontinuation from yourself. You need a sefer. There's another sefer over here.
Ulevada pisa prichatoi, echad roi se avera manenas, moro hi balim erot un zeh chayde vesa eno.
Wait, we have to think about that. Where do we see that things are not because it is attributed to someone else, only because you don't feel that it doesn't evoke the feeling of you. There are once in a while these sort of matzorim with you. It is not the seichel that you say someone else. It is you are in a matzor where this is not the normal feeling, doesn't come up, doesn't show up. And the demon does that. That there is. For sure there's someone, for sure the Seichel says that I make an aveira and I'll get the Oynish. For sure. But it doesn't have this feeling of me.
That's because we identify ourselves with our guf as opposed to neshama.
There are things like this in your brain. There are people which have that. That's a rare condition. That the person has brain damaged, but it's okay. When he's absolutely conscious, normal, intelligent. But he sees his father, and he sees that that's someone else. He says, there is someone else. He looks like my father, 100%, but that's a doppelganger. That's not my father. Crazy. No, it's not. He's, for sure, he has a damage. But normally when you see your father, there is a feeling going on within yourself. You see your father, then you get, depends how you brought up, or you get fear or love or something, or sympathy or sadness or care, like rage, or some feeling associated with that guy, you know, father, mother. And by that Nebuch, there was a disconnection or a damage or a disconnection to that process of feeling. So he sees the picture of his father, which he recognizes as his father, but the feeling of warmth or of rage or whatever it was, that feeling doesn't show up because that's disconnected. And then he says 100%, that's a stranger. I feel it, it's a stranger. The police uses that in a way, in other way. They are very mean people, you know, in America and England too. Once in a while they need someone to make a commitment. When you make a person very afraid, and then you say you did it, and they say make him again very afraid, and then you say make you did it, then the person associates the fact that, or the sentence that he did it, with a very strong feeling, and then he isn't convinced he did it. You can't do that. You can't create that. It's a mean way, but that's what you could do. Yeah. So over here, that's like a similar thing over here. A similar thing. It is like, for sure there will be oinish. I'm not denying that, but this feeling doesn't kick in. It does not. It just doesn't think. It doesn't feel anything. You know, it's like a. Of course, I know that there will be something, but it doesn't. That, so the chiddush is when you would live in the seichel. So doing a seichel digger world doesn't mean that your cold seichel tells you that there's someone that someone which has will be nenas. That's you. That is the one with the demon too. Yeah, every normal person says, I made an avera and I'll get the oinish. But the question is, the one which lives through the seichel, that seichel has a feeling for him. And the seichel says, you will get the oinish, that's scary. And the one with the demon says, yes, you'll get the oinish, but it lacks that scary thing. Yeah? It lacks a scary thing. And then you'll say, yes, it will be oinish, but it's not me, because when this oinish would be me, I would feel something, and I don't feel anything. For us, that's a very actual thing, you know. We even may validate that with a very nice tzir of Gehenim and say, Gehenim will be the rechuk to the Borei Olam. So that's absolutely no feeling involved. So you absolutely believe that there will be Gehenim, but it doesn't scare you, so it's not you. Because when that would be you, you would be scared, or you'd be in pain, but you don't feel in pain, so then you'd say to yourself, no, that's someone else. So this sort of thing makes a demon. The demon makes that this, also it doesn't feel anything. That is the difference between also b'muskola. The also b'muskola doesn't mean now, if that was a wrong formulation. I don't think the also b'muskola meant now it has a consequence. Now, the consequence and the thing is the same world. When I have this door, then I don't say, and when you open the door, then you will see more air. And when you see more air and you walk out, then you can look up. And when you will look up, you see the sky. And when you see the sky, there will be clouds. And when there will be clouds, there will be no rain. It's not the way I think. The thing is, this world outside, even though the door is there, and the world inside, is the same world, that's for sure. I don't have to make it the cheshbon that imani etse as ye kacha. That's like that when you are very heavily ill, you do that, you know? But when you are not ill, that is, this whole world is one world, even though it's outside of the door. It's not a consequence, I don't say, it's a consequence of my walking outside of the door that I will leave these walls. You know, you have to be crazy to convince yourself like that. You know. No, that's what the world is about. You are inside, outside. Sunshine, night, you know, this is all part of your world. So, by the one with the seichel, the part of his world is the osit, so it's not a consequence. That's a very shallow way to say it. It's a part of his world which he knows that this part of world there will be uncomfortable, or will be that is made it clear for him. You know, it's not part of the world. Clear? It will be. Now it depends. When we have a good summer day, a good hot summer day, then say outside is hotter than inside. That's not the consequence of going outside that it's hotter. It is. So Gehenna is hot. That's the consequence going to the Gehenna. That's what it is. My world is this world and the world to come. And the world to come is not such a simple world to go through. And this is my world. This world and next world. That's the one which is Hatasechel. So the Odom also Muskor is much deeper. He lives in a world now where the future is actually there. He now lives in the Gehenna in Olam Haba. That's a shallow way to say it again. That's the way, don't say that I now live the heat outside. No, I'm here with a mazgan, even though you don't need it in the day. But I'm here with a mazgan. So I don't, it's not that I live the heat outside. But it's absolutely no chidush and no surprise, and I'm absolutely aware it's a part of my world that outside it's hot, that inside it's colder, cooler, because I have a mazgan. No consequences involved. Same thing is with that the person which lives with the seichel, his world is simply broader, and the one which lives with the demon, that is something emotional disconnection. It's a good seal, the one with this impostor of the father, you know. That's Ramachandran says, explains that like this, but that you can make people believe that they convicted a crime. That's your dua. It's the same thing that when you can convince your child that he went through trauma, even though there was nothing there. But it is the hype of the parents, plus and then everything gets connected, and then 100% that there was a very bad thing happening, and nothing happened at all. Only there was a bad feeling, and it's very easy to implant in a child a bad feeling, and then there's some seichel connected to that, and then this psychologist should go to jail. Because he is an abusive or a rapist himself. He created that rape in the home. So that, but today you don't go to jail so quickly, only from the other side, when you did it. But when you implant that in 100 children, you are a good psychologist. And you have even a license to do that. You know? So it's the same thing. It is emotionally not possessed. It's not covered emotionally. I don't know how to say it. That's what the demon does. So that's pretty much more clear. The demon is the one which makes that emotionally what is loaded are my demyonis. But nothing outside of that. All the seichel is not emotionally loaded. So maybe say someone else. It is absolutely no question that there will be. That's what the Rabbi Sol says. There's no question, but it's not emotionally loaded. So that's it. And now you understand you have to make an emotion here. Haseichel Yitva, we're going to have a rikshas and nefesh.
In the seichel, the regish is in mitzius. The question is whether it's going to be nipas by the seichel of dimyan. The dimyan tries to.
Okay, this should be making very lomdish, and the killer is a chefts of regish. The question is, where is that? How? you have an emotional brain. The big mistake and the big uftu of the Musa is loading seichel with this emotional message, you know? You call that the seichel speaks to you, Kasha. So it's not an emotional message that you begin to cry. But it speaks, I call that emotion, but there's something speaking to you with the seichel. And so this is emotionally loaded, that's what Musa does. But when the seichel is not emotionally loaded, then you will lose that it's you. זה לא אני, זה מישהו, זה נכון זה יקרה, אבל אני לא מרגיש את זה, אז כנראה זה לא אני.
Is this a natural, are we reinstating the natural way that we relate to these concepts, or are we building something that was never there?
ולמושא?
Yeah.
It's always a possibility to load your seichel with a הרגושה. That's what you do when you are fear of hate. Then some seichel, or what you call that dimin, but it's not the point of dimin over here. There's some seichel is very much loaded with a feeling, and then you don't dare to. People began a fear of hate after 300 times jumping with a parachute without fear. I spoke to someone like this. But Ibrahim Istaba, don't think that is no. It could be that the fear of hate begins later. He was jumping up by the 300, 400. Then he began to say, "No, stop! I am afraid." It was some 300 mal gemacht. It's exactly Ibrahim Istaba. It's not so simple. It's not simple an equation, you know. You can, but it is a question of there is a seichel, and the one which is also b'muskola is not intellectuality. It's not that you know. The one which Heidegger or Sar Nietzsche or all these chazerim, you know, that are big seichel, that are not meant over here. Still, such a seichel is meant, which you understand logically what will be. No, it's meant a seichel which is your world. Or the most of the Muskolim, you could live in a world of seichel, and then with the world of seichel, the thing which is future, that is already now loaded. But the demon. What lives is only the dimin, but has an emotional load. Yeah? Now let's see. Piga tel mitzorim heimel machbir bul al shaveres tigal nefesh odom libya yom yishon lechoshev. Okay, over here this is a true to zeh choyle vaysayna, but it's not like this. Oyle dimin, so this has to be explained. The piga tel, that's the thing. Mitzorim heimel. That means he's only megadol the tzio. That's a tzio of Yirat Shamayim. That's a thing that you should have it emotionally load. It sounds to me, what does he want? That the olam hazeh is nothing leumas, what will be. Tigal nefesh odom leidai. You will be in troubles. You yourself. Yom lechon yichoshev. It will not pass by. It will be yom lechon yichoshev. Means it doesn't go over. Yeah. And that means a very long time. It's eternity. Achshav, oyle dimin, oyle voral azeh, oyle dimin, which takes us, oyle voral azeh, which he doesn't let. Now, this dimin doesn't let you live with the seichel, because he. Why not?
You could say the demon makes
more than that. The demon makes that things which are outside of the demon are not not loaded. I don't know why. The demon makes that you are really searching for this. For this labor, your choice is to be actualized, and you will be happy with that, and you will feel it. That's your world. But why this world has a border that can't expand? So you also think about the seichel. No, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You're British. You can be British and also connected to the EU. You know?
No.
You can't be, but you can. You know, you can. Now these people, they began to understand. They begin to understand that. It's not so simple to walk out. Yeah. So, but you are able. Why aren't you able? That you are having your dimyonis, but the door is still open. That the osit also can be emotionally loaded. Why is this a mutually exclusive? Why do you say it's mutually exclusive? That's what it comes out to explain. That's right. That the demon is like, I am very much into that by now and by Ratzoinis, those are those which are taking me. But now you come to me and say, you know, Leichter, there will be consequences, and then you say, okay, consequences, but I don't feel it, so it's not me. And then you work on it, or you say, perhaps I could also feel it, but I can't. When I'm caught in the demon, then I can't feel the consequences, I can't do that. I only feel my Ratzoinis, no consequences. I don't feel that. Yeah? That's what he comes to say. Let's see the thing till the end. According to what we said now, explain. First time explained like this. Ganz gut, nachon.
That's ganz good. Oy le dim oyvel razem yodenu hu bekhen la khiga betitenu oyzen kashev ze la sechel laske al dvarem so we have to understand that what does that do lachshev schar veken ge seido this is an emotional khashben hev seido ge seido o man as ya dim nach al shoyde va sechel yitpa em le nechen bo nio hu rich ze nach besar sa ruach so that is the point of it, you see. The seichel is yitpa in the dimyon, in that point of not being able to load the seichel with regesh. Yeah. And now, that's this seichel should be loaded with regesh. You see?
Yeah.
But the seichel as itself is, can't do anything. Can't do. Even though, according to all the Kula Alma, it's clear that the person made an Avera and they'll be Oyesh. For sure. You go to Hieronymus Bosch, we spoke about it last time, that's right. No? You know Hieronymus Bosch, you don't know? No one is into painting? I saw it in the Prado in Madrid. Hieronymus Bosch was a middle age, an early middle age painter, which I think he was mentally ill. But he painted in Gehenna. That he was a genius in painting. It's like Salvador Dali, you know, but that is 700 years ago. Something like this, yeah? You know Salvador Dali? The same thing. Mamish, you could think it is an early Salvador Dali. You know, that guy was a genius in painting, you know, but very abstract and very awkward people. But the Mieris of Gehenna by him have no gvur. You have to be a goy to think about these sadistic things. Which he say, I say, Mamish, you look at it and say, yeah, that's a Gehenna. And then the goyim are specialists at that. And they picture that. And they were very much into that. There's a Gehenna and a fire and a eternal fire and whatever they do with Mangel or whatever it is. Right, call me a fire. So there's no question. The Baal HaDimyon and the Baal HaSeichel both are looking at that and say Nacho. That's what it is. Now, the Baal HaDimyon is occupied with this demon, and that is not, this Seichel is not speaking. Now the Baal HaSeichel has a possibility that this would cover it part of his world, emotionally loaded. But as long as he's in the demon, even though the Seichel sees that, he can't be this Baal HaSeichel. That doesn't go. They both play the same violin like. You know, and when the violin is in the hand of the demon, then the Seichel can't play that violin. It doesn't go. You know? It can't. And no, why not? That's what he says, Vasechel Yitva. Yeah?
It's a, like cognitive dissonance type thing, no? You can't live in a stira.
Why is it a stira?
You can't be running around after your tyres and also be living that you're going to get an oynish for it. It's not like a healthy way to. You can't live like that.
Were there clear?
They were clear that 250 of them were not going to be Kohen Gadol. So they
were very much clear that they will be an Oynish. They were not stopping in that. The only thing Moshe Rabbeinu is there was that. But even though the Midas and the Lishmo and everything was there, you know, it was bad Midas, was Kine and Lishmo, because that Kodeshu, you know. The machtes were kodesh because it's lishmo, but it's midas and it's kine and it's one big chon there. You know, this is a very difficult thing that it was they were lacking learning musa that they will be learning again.
You could say like this though: after the adama patach and swallowed all of them and ate, so would anybody in close or do it again in that door? That they saw it, they experienced it, they felt it.
Would they do it again? So that the boy Olam has to make it immediately a sign, the name Mary, that they shouldn't be a career.
Yeah,
no,
but now they felt it, it's real.
And after they come, you make them die, you know. This thing that they, like they are like mad people, you know. They're really strong, they're probably soiled there, you know. You see, the apostle went in, that at the next day, you did it. You know? Don't know. I do not know all these things, but this is, when we learn it like this,
It's not the question that intellectually we understand it or not. Everyone understands it. And the question is whether this world is emotionally loaded. That's a very it's a modern way to say it. But let's say it like this, and for, you know, to have that the beginning clear. When this seichel is emotionally loaded with a whole spectrum, or the seichel is emotionally cold, and then you don't identify with that, but it's not you, because burning, me, that hurts. This doesn't hurt, not me, you know? No. And then he says, the problem is not only, then what would you say? When I would have this problem, then Reuven Katz would say, yeah, the tziurei ha'osid are not alive. But the result now comes deeper and says, no, it is because you live with a koyach which is in stir with that. That's called dimyon. The tziur ha'osid could be very much alive by you. But you live with another koyach which is a stir to that. Why? Why is the dimyon a stir to that? You can't live your dimyon and the tziur ha'osid are real. No, you can't. You can't. You would say, ata mevin ata shela sheli? When I would tell you, let's go to the Museum of Gehenna, there for sure somewhere, such a, you know, by the exorcism or something like that, there's a Museum of Gehenna. You would all visit there, or we go to Madame Tussauds in the down there, which I can't, I vomit when I see that, but you go to Madame Tussauds downstairs, or you go to the Museum of Gehenna, we all five would visit there, pay entrance, you know, and go and visit and look at the Gehenna, we all would be clear that this will be in Gehenna. Yeah? And understand it. So why, perhaps a museum is different, but why the Yediyah, or even the museum, but let's say the Yediyah, the Kriya, when you would read a book about that, why isn't it affecting us? Then comes the Alter von Köln and says, Tziure ha'osit, because that is only in the future. Tziure ha'osit are not actually there. Because tziure ha'osid are not speaking to you. Because you are in the hoive. And you have to work on your seichel, should be stronger, that the tziure ha'osid should be emotionally loaded. That's what everyone would say. The Alter only made from that a big thing, that the Baba in Rosh Hashanah, tziure ha'osid, that the tziure ha'osid have to be alive. You know that the Alter says that. And that's the Alter. And now, I come to Rabbi Sol and says, no, there's another problem. The problem of this thing, that you see the future, and the future is you, for sure, but it's not emotionally loaded there. Why not? Not because it's not that Tziur HaOsid are too far away, because you're living with another Koyach, which that's called Dimyon. And this other Koyach is like overriding your world, Bifrat your emotionally loaded world, it's overriding it, and you are not able to click into that, not Shayach. And you have to work, and now could be you have to work like the Alter says. You have to work on the seichel, should be be'onirus ha'rikshas ha'nefesh, and tzaras ha'ruach. He should be emotionally loaded, because that's what the problem is. Otherwise someone else is there. Yeah?
So it's like a kilkul. That's like we're comparing it to this disease. It's naturally there that when you're able to see the future and have a havana in it, that it should come to you full color, emotionally.
That's the chiddush of Yisrael. You would say it is too far. That would be the normal take in the Western civilization for sure. Would be the intellectuality alone is too abstract or cold or all these nice words in order to make you emotionally identified. Yeah? It's too abstract. And Rabbi Yisrael says, name. Because you are called from other koyach. A very deep thing over here. You are called from other koyach, which is called dimyon. And the dimyon is like overriding the thing. That's the dimyon. That is where you are called. There. Or maybe this one doesn't speak. And I have to make that speak in order, because the dimyon makes it not there. Shvere Meisa. You see that this is that's like the dissection of that thing.
It's like being drunk. You intellectually know that if you get up and make a fool of yourself, just the few
being drunk. So that what means the seichel yitva, bedimyon. It's like he is like drunk, you know. He's like he drowns. Nachal sheitev. It could be that it's a question of volume. Perhaps Nachal Shoytev is a question of volume too. It could be that the emotional volume of the demon is much louder, and you can't discern this delicate thing, and that's why you have to make it louder. Rikshas nefesh v'sara saruach. Perhaps you have to make that louder, the tone. Perhaps you have to veer in the noise. Perhaps demon makes sense because it's the shave of the labor of training. Because everything you want could be there. But the trainers are now. The trainers are now. The seichel is dosi. The trainers are now, and the trainers are there, and they have this ingredient of making you feel something. It's too loud in order to discern this call of the losh of the seichel. No good.
Well, they could all be possibilities. There are times when a person could just be so tarot and then he's just stretched too thin to be able to hear it all together. There's times he could hear it, but it's too loud. I mean,
all the possibilities open till now. The first time I think like this. But the tzio is pretty good, that you are not identifying yourself with a seichel which is not emotionally loaded, because that's not you. Even though it's for sure there. You're for sure. ודאי שאני אהיה שם. אבל זה לא אני. זה לא אני. לא, זה לא אני. בלי זה היה כואב, לא? כאן זה כואב. I like it. That is the thought. So it's like this, we have to break through that. That's right. And how do you read now the end? We didn't read it yet, but I think it's a good beginning. And you now do it also in this week, you know. You have a week now, next Monday Mr. Shem will be a shir. Anyway, I have something to say. But I think that it's the first time we have a certain mafteach to open that hakdom up, you know. A certain, you feel it's like a ganef. You did that once? You once opened the door with a mafteach which you shouldn't open, and you tried to do it till, and you made it till it goes. You did it? I did it. Sure, I've tried everything, but I did that too, you know. I had it, and then it went open. And opened up the door, and the key broke because it was too thin. It only opened up, and then this thing was too thin. It only was done. I couldn't close that again. Wow, it was bad, man. I was in troubles. Okay, that's my thing. Now it's the same feeling, you know. You're making like this. That is still. Kimati, now we know we are. Soon we'll be open. You're not going to miss a shrike in the same time. That's how I act. Okay, you think, what like that? What didn't he do, you know? A cannabis, a castle, a chakra, and everything, you know? Yeah, I did that once. Was God's good. Good. Okay, Atan. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Good.